from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. We begin with a quick update on temporary car shelters in Timmins. Last night, City Council deferred a decision on raising the annual fee to have them in yards around town. It remains at $15, which is for administration and inspection fees. A motion to raise fees significantly was defeated, 4-1. A chili dinner fundraiser is planned for Friday, November 15th by Youth Unlimited Timmins and the South Porcupine Youth Center called The Spot. It has programming for anyone from grade 5 right through high school. Executive Director Louis St. Jean says the dinner is at First Baptist Church on 2nd Avenue in Timmins. Doors open at 5:30. Chili will be dished out beginning at 6.
There's going to be a variety sale. We have a volunteer doing caricatures for kids, and he does an amazing job. And then we're going to have different activities for kids as well. But just a good time to come out and support the youth and what we're doing here.
On the audio link of our interview at MyTimmonsNow.com, St. Jean talks more about Youth Unlimited and what it provides for young people. Provincial Finance Minister Peter Bethlenfalvy says he has good news about Ontario's finances.
Project a deficit this fiscal year of $6.6 billion, an improvement of $3.2 billion from the budget, followed by a $1.5 billion deficit. And then, Mr. Speaker, this government will balance the budget.
Bethlenfalvy was in the legislature today presenting the fall economic statement. It serves as a report card on the government's spring budget. Bethlenfalvy says the lower deficit is thanks to a number of factors, including higher revenues, lower borrowing costs, and lower interest on debt. Bethlenfalvy adds the interest on debt relative to revenues is at its lowest since the 1980s. Canada Post has delivered a new contract offer to the Canadian Union of Postal Workers as a strike deadline of this Sunday looms. Reports indicate the offer includes a total raise of 11.5% spread out over 4 years, as well as protecting things like defined benefit pensions for current employees. Earlier this week, it was announced that a strike mandate was overwhelmingly approved by union members.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.